We'll go ahead and call the public hearing to order for the 2026 city fee schedule, ordinance number 173 to order at 1900. Anybody from the public would like to have their opinion known, please come to the desk.
So really the only discussion we've had is the basically raising the hall rates $50, raising the community center rate from 150 to 175, park shelter from 200 to 250. I think the only other thing I had is, like, we pay our election judges 14. Are we okay with that?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they do it for the money.
No.
If I hear that, I'll bring it back. Back to you, bud.
Well, we don't have any issues getting election judges, do we?
Well, that's the only time then I would look at it, okay. I think. I mean, lately, we've been able to fill the spots. So that's why I don't think that's really an issue. Otherwise, everything else is pretty good the same. And I haven't heard nothing from the public, so.
So after our last meeting and that, when it was realized that the fire department is paid higher than the council and the mayor, I did reach out and ask, you know, other jurisdictions, like, where they're at. Well, from what I've heard so far, and I haven't heard anybody say anything opposite of this yet, that they make more than everybody else, where the fire department doesn't make any more than what the mayor or the city council does. So, and I know right now we're opposite. I think, would you say, Jeremy, the fire chief makes, what, 23 or two?
Two.
2,000? And then?
The other officers are 1,000. And we're at 1,500 for mayor and 1,000 for council.
So I don't know if that's something we'd want to consider changing in that. Obviously, it wouldn't go into effect until after the next election cycle. Right. So it wouldn't impact anybody that's currently on council in that, at least this year anyway.
Until next year, yeah.
So bring the mayor at least up to chief, you think?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. At a minimum, yeah. Then, and if we wanted to bump the, you know, because right, I think historically we've always had a $500 difference between the mayor and city council. Historically, again, doesn't have to be that way, but that's what historically it's been. And that, so I don't know if it's something when we get into the actual meeting, we can, you know, make a final decision on it, but something to consider going forward. Now, I will say of the places that I did get information back from, the differences is quite significant, but they also have much larger budgets than us. So I'm not thinking we need to go too crazy with it, but I just found it was interesting that we've been operating for a while with the chief getting more and well, I guess the assistant chiefs will be getting the same as city council, but the chiefs be getting more than what the mayor would be getting. So, I don't know if the public has anything else left other to add. Hearing nothing from the public, I look for a motion then to adjourn the public hearing.
I make a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
Second.
Moving second to adjourn the public hearing. All in favor?
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Oh, Councilman Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Amazing what happens when we don't have.
Yeah. You know, that's why you're vice mayor.
We're all out of rhythm here.
All right, we'll go ahead and call the. You don't need. We're not stopping and restarting, right? So go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order at 1906, if all would rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent, welcome everyone. to our first meeting in 2026. Hopefully everybody had an enjoyable New Year's Eve and has been enjoying the entertaining start to 2026. First item on the docket, as you can see, we have resolution number 2026.01. That's simply just to go ahead and appoint, right?
Yep, this would make our designations and appointments for 2026.
I know last meeting we had discussed maybe moving the start time of our meetings. Is there still an appetite for that?
I forgot what we discussed. It was
moving
earlier.
It to 6:30.
Yeah, I mean, whatever I guess works best for everyone. I didn't get a chance to talk to Mitch, but Eric is for it.
Work for you?
Hey, the earlier the better for me. I get home because I usually just stay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, okay. So I guess whatever you want that extra time.
Works for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go as early as I'm in town and come right from work to here.
Yeah, you know, we've held budget workshops at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've ever gotten any earlier than 6 though. So
only like a special or emergency meeting that we've done that.
Is 6 too early, or do you think 6:30 is the compromise there?
I can do 6.
Yeah,
I know Eric's home at 4, I think, usually.
Yeah, we've done personnel committees around 3:30, 4 o'clock, right. So.
I feel like Mitch is home. I mean, if he's in town, obviously. I feel like he's home usually reasonable time. But if we talked about 6:30, maybe we just stick with that, I guess. I don't know. We can always try it if we think we can even do even earlier. But I'm good with that.
Yeah,
6:30.
I'm good with that. 6:30.
Okay. So, anything else in the resolution that you see there for 2026.01 in regards to the engineering firm, the inspector, the bank, the newspaper?
So, kind of with that, the only change would be is that really. Number 7 there, Brody Bratch, will kind of is becoming more and more our main engineer. Justin Black still kind of in the background, but eventually Brody will be our main contact. So
okay.
I think it's good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
And if there's no other changes to that, I would look for a motion to approve resolution 2026-01 as amended.
I make a motion to approve resolution number 2026-01 as amended.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve resolution 2026-01 as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. That'll probably be our toughest point to discuss tonight. We'll now open it up to public comment. Okay, we'll move on then to agenda review and adoption. There's no other changes other than taking the fire department off the list. I would look for a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Councilman Tracy, make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second it.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Look for motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Move on then to old/new city business. The 2026 city fee schedule, ordinance number 173. As we discussed in the public hearing about increasing the hall rates and that, it was discussed briefly in regards to the election judges, but it sounds like that one's good to go. And then the only other thing would be is if we want to do anything to the salaries for council, which obviously won't take an effect until after the election in 2026.
And we'd have to do a separate ordinance on that one.
Oh, we would?
Yeah.
Okay. We'd have to have a public hearing, all that fun stuff too? Okay.
Yeah, I think for that one, we do have to
go
through a few more ropes. And then we have time for that, because really it wouldn't take effect on next year anyways, and we have to approve it and have it published by the election too, a certain time frame before the November election too. But I'll look into that.
Okay.
So you just need a motion right now to approve ordinance number 173? I make a motion to approve ordinance number 173.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve ordinance number 173. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. The 2026 agreement for professional services with the city engineer of SCH.
Yeah, so this is just a contract that we do every year with SCH. We typically never go over the amount. I think they have $10,000 in there. But we don't typically use that unless we have a project. We have no big project scheduled this year. So it's just for if something was to come up, that it gives us the right to work with them, to put estimates or proposals or like even if we want to look at some improvements for the next year, that gives us the right to work with them on that. It's just something we do every year.
Okay. I make a motion to approve the 2026 agreement for professional services utilizing SEH.
Second it.
Moved and seconded to approve the 2026 agreement for professional services with SEH. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Next on the docket is change order number 2 for the riprap project.
So basically there with change order 2 is we're basically, the change order 1 was to extend it till the end of the year, and now we've extended it through January 31st. Reasoning behind that was a lot of it was due for us getting discharge done, allowing us time to get the ponds discharged, to get the levels down, which works way better for putting that rock down so they can see where and how it needs to be laid versus trying to guess with, you know, the ponds being full. And also with snow removal, some snow removal we had to do, and they are doing it this week.
Okay.
So I had no objections to extending it 30 days. I mean, the main thing is just getting it done during this winter.
Yeah. Okay, make a motion to approve change order number 2 for phase 2 of the riprap project.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to approve the change order number 2 for the phase 2 of the riprap project. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. 10-year proposal for clean water tower, KLM.
So KLM presented us with an estimate to clean the tower. So what they would do is use a, I'm guessing like their ROV would be like a drone, which is a remote operated vehicle, what they're calling it. But so I think like in 2030, they would use a drone to check the tower. Then five, they would do an actual drawdown, clean out, go inside full type inspection in 2035. And then in 2040 again, you know, they would do the ROV inspection. So like this cost would be about $12,900. And if you recall, I think we paid about around $5,000-$6,000 for them to do the inspection this year. So this would be kind of a cost saving. So over, I mean, this would bring us to 2040 and at a cost of $12,900. So if you figure it out, what was it, $1,290 a year, over 10 years, roughly? Heck, it's more than that, because it brings us up to 2040, so it's almost, you know, 14 years. But that's what they recommended, I mean, my only other thing is we haven't gotten any other quotes. Typically what we have is we say $2,000 a year, you know, anything over $2,000, but if you break it down by year, it's less than that, I guess technically, but yet, I don't know anyone else that does, would do a proposal like this. But me and Jason feel it'd be a significant savings. So I don't know if you want us to look into it more, just to see if, you know, something comparable from someone else or not, or
the people who did it this year, they don't do something like that?
This is who did it.
Oh, that is who did it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that seems really reasonable to me. I mean, I'm in the inspection business, and
I think it's cheap.
Yeah, to send two guys out with a drone, even just for the basic, you know, the ROV inspection. You wouldn't, Brownie, wouldn't touch the driveway for that, for any other standard inspection. So, I mean,
the actual tank clean out, $4,300.
Yeah.
I'm thinking by 2035 with inflation, that would be... pushing eight,
yeah,
10
over,
grand.
Over 14 years.
Yeah, it's nice to have
$1,000 line in the budget. I mean,
that's why they presented this, because then it's an easy budget process too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good with just at $1,000 a year, and if you can't afford to replace it, you damn sure better maintain it. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm all for it. Unless.
I mean, it locks in something that we have for till 2040.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice long.
Well, like I said, you know that price is not going to go down. And these prices are cheaper than from what they did it this year.
Yeah.
Because I believe it was $5,000.
Yeah.
So that $5,000 is the same in 2035. Like, that's what they would do.
They did it for $5,000 this year, and they're proposing to do it for $4,300. Yeah, 2035, almost 10 years later.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with it.
No, I think that's kind of a no-brainer. Yeah. And they provided a report last time, and
yep.
Like everybody was...
Yep. Okay. They even called and went through the report with Jason, too.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
I think that's a no-brainer.
It's nice to have the same person, I feel like, it every time,
like,
so you're getting
too, yeah.
Consistency.
Yeah. Kind of the baseline, they did the baseline and the follow-up inspection then as well, yeah, I like that too. So, just a motion to approve that agreement.
Yep.
Okay, I make a motion to approve the 10-year proposal to clean the water tower through KLM Engineering for, what was that again, $12,900 through 2040.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to approve the agreement with KLM. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose? Passes. All right, anything else? Otherwise, we'll move on to city council reports. A couple of council members down, so Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing here.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
Just to get it on the radar for those that are able to attend, March 11th will be City Day on the Hill. Usually starts off with a breakfast in the morning, and then we hear from some speakers and that. And then if we have something we want to, we go in over and talk to our representatives and senator about whatever it is that we may as a city want to do. If you're interested in going, we'll have to make a decision at our next meeting, because there's a little bit of a cost associated with it, not a lot. Also, if we do more than three or more of us decide to go, then we'll have to post that we're going on March 11th. But
I think I mailed that out today, didn't I?
You forwarded it out, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's downtown. Last year I didn't go, but I've gone years in the past, and it's some good information, so, but just depends. I know everybody's got other schedules, so not everybody has the flexibility that some people have. So, And then we'll get our newsletter out this week. I'll get my letter over to Jeremy tomorrow so we can get it out in the mail, because there are a couple of events in town this weekend. Ducks Unlimited has their Boomsticks on Saturday, and then the Lions have the breakfast on Sunday. And hopefully Mother Nature doesn't put us in a deep freeze. That is all I have.
All right. Make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
So moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Hamburg City Council, January 13, 2026, adjourned at 1922.